Summer also means baseball, barbecues, heat, and free Shakespeare in the Park. Theater critic Michael Bourne reviews the first of the plays this summer at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park.
For more than 2,000 years, playwrights have written tragedies and comedies about the absurdities of politics, the horrors of war. The greatest plays have been universal and timeless. A production of The Trojan Women can be relocated with scenery, with costumes, in so many theatrical ways, from Troy to Afghanistan. A production of Julius Caesar can be transplanted from 44 BC Rome to 2017 DC and New York. Shakespeare's play feels specifically contemporary, directed by Oscar Eustace for Free Shakespeare in the Park, mostly for having Caesar as a funny and frightening spoof of Donald Trump. Greg Henry looks like Trump, the blonde bouffant, the long red ties. His accent is Trumpish, and so are his physical gestures and his vaingloriousness. His wife even slaps away his hand. Caesar also grabs his wife, Netherly, and she speaks with a Melania-like accent. Oscar Eustace added one blatant Trump joke, but otherwise the dialogue is all Shakespeare's, some of the most familiar dialogue ever written. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. Beware the Ides of March. There is a tide in the affairs of men. It was Greek to me. And the dialogue, spoken as if iambic American, the dialogue reflects what's happening since the Trump election. But Oscar Eustace also adds now-looking posters and graffiti, vagina caps on protesters, resist armbands on jackets. He's also staged all the crowd scenes with the public all around and among the public, the audience, shouting, and all too easily turned from cheers to violence. Obvious as the impersonation of Trump is, how the beguiled populace reflects the campaign crowds who believed and cheered whatever Trump was saying to rouse them. Those scenes say plenty about the red voters at the Trump rallies. I don't know if having Anthony played by a woman, a very powerful Elizabeth Marvel, is meant to spoof Hillary Clinton or is typical of the public theater's gender-blind, like colorblind casting. I don't know if the bloody killing of Caesar is meant to be wish fulfillment about Trump, but several sponsors have withdrawn from the production in protest. Julius Caesar closes, anyway, this weekend. I'm Michael Bourne.